Please be joined on the line right now. Joining us on the Trending 55 hot seat today is Cyril Turton, the Minister of Children and Family Services for the Province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. The main thing we want to talk about today is the government of Alberta and Canada and is expanding affordable child care for Alberta families with the expansion of the Space Creation Grant. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on with this here?
Well, this one-time grant is capital funding for new space creation for private operators. And, private operators right across the entire province of Alberta are extremely excited about this. This grant is going to open up over 22,500 new private spaces, and it's going to get us closer to reaching our goal of reaching over 65,000 additional daycare spaces right across the province. So it's a huge win for parents, moms, and dads from Peace River to Medicine Hat. I know a lot of families are anxiously waiting for this funding to be released and for this announcement to happen, and looking forward to working with operators to open up these new spaces.
I know a lot has been made a bit recently about, kind of a lot of young families in the province and especially here in our region wanting to, have more access to child care spaces. How will this sort of expansion of the grant help with some of that demand out there?
Well, I know Minister Williams has told me quite passionately about the need for additional child care spaces up there in Peace Country. And so this grant is really going to be focused on those areas that are child care deserts, where there really isn't options for moms and dads to be able to have safe, affordable, inclusive daycares, spots for their kids. And so this grant is going to be really focused on those daycare deserts. It's also going to be focused on areas of high demand. There's a lot of areas in urban centers where there's huge waiting lists for parents wanting to find a spot at a daycare close by. And so this grant is really going to hit those two areas. It's a big win-win for both urban and rural Albertans.
And also with this grant, how will this help in parents sort of having them getting more options out there for getting child care facilities, if you will?
Oh, great question. From my conversations as I travel around the province, everywhere from, Fort McMurray to Peace River and down to southern Alberta, the biggest concern I hear from parents is lack of access for their kids to be able to enter daycare. Any center you go to has long waiting lists, parents waiting, hopping from daycare to daycare, hoping and begging for a spot to have their child. And so this new grant that we announced this week is really going to help take the pressure off. Many of those operators are wanting to expand that can access government funds to be able to do so. And I know a lot of parents are going to be reaping the benefits by actually having daycare spots that they can put their kids into. So I think it's a great news story.
And with the expansion of this, how much money is kind of available for potential recipients to get from getting more child care spaces with this?
So the private operators can access up to $6,000 per space for new and existing facilities in child care deserts. There's additional details for operators if they want to see what the qualifications are and some of the fine print, and they can go on to alberta.ca at child/care. Space Creation Grant, or also onto my Facebook page, and there's going to be the link there as well. But I know already this morning operators from all over the province are flooding in applications, including many from northern Alberta. And as you can imagine, there's a lot of pent-up excitement about this grant and when it was released this week.
Definitely sounds exciting to hear. Now, one last thing. Whenever we have a guest join us here in the Trending 55 Hot Seat, but let's throw in a little personal question to the politicians as well. Now, we are coming up on the Halloween season. I know a lot of people, especially the kids out there, like to get excited about some of the candies out there. What about with you? Do you have a bit of a sweet tooth? And if so, what's your kind of favorite candy for this time of year?
Oh, I'm a sucker for the old Henry bars. I absolutely love the chocolate, but I tend to go all out. I dress up my entire yard. I got the inflatables. I got the music playing. I'm the dad that's walking around the neighborhood with a RoboCop costume. I got young kids as well, and so I always put a humorous Halloween video on my Facebook page as well, just showing how much I get into the spirit. It's a great time for communities to come together. I just love chatting with my neighbors. And it's a great time. So always enjoy dressing up with the kids, that's for sure, and embarrassing my oldest son, which is always a lot of fun.
We'll have to see that once we get a little closer to Halloween. But anyhow, Cyril Turton, the Minister of Children and Family Services for the Province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me.